Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. So Adam Barta, maybe you've heard of him. We've had him on the Ralphie Radio Show a number of different times. He's a good friend of the show's. He recently reached out to me, and he's been in the studio working on some new material, and he's been collaborating with somebody that you've definitely heard of. She's been in the news quite a bit recently. I mean, over the past couple of years, quite a bit as well. Her name is Nadia Suleiman, a.k.a. Octomom. They are currently in a recording studio out in Los Angeles working on a new single and have taken a quick break from recording to join me now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Adam, Nadia, thank you both for the time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Adam, let's start at the beginning. That's usually the best place to start. How did you link up with Nadia?
I signed with Gina Rodriguez, and Nadia was one of her clients, and I had my music video for the song Q&A, which you actually, I think, debuted that song 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes.
On your show, and we finally shot a music video for it, and Gina had this inspiration. It was like, let's do a viral version of the music video and put Nadia at the end of it, having her say a line like, let's do a duet on my album. And sure enough, we did it. The video went viral, got hundreds of thousands of views online, and everybody, all the media outlets started reporting that, guess what, Octomom is doing a new song. And we're like, holy cow. You know, but the big question was, could she sing? Now you take it from here. What happened?
In the past, I've never even fathomed that, but I just am used to singing lullabies to my kids, you know, for years and years. And they, you know, they didn't like run really screaming. My mom would always come in whenever she heard me years ago. And she said, oh, my God, Nadia. She has a heavy accent. I was listening to you. You actually have a really good voice. And I'm like, really? Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
And she did. And she actually came in the studio, and she blew us all away. She told us that she actually had studied music for 3 years.
Seven, 8 years. I played the flute when I was young.
You guys kind of answered what my next question was going to be, because, Nadia, I had no idea that you had any type of musical aspirations. And you're telling me, you know, you did study music for a little bit, but really your only singing experience was singing to your kids?
Lullabies for years and years, every night rocking each one. Like, I'm talking 14 kids, like since my oldest is 11, since he was a newborn, every single night.
Besides, obviously, the lullabies that you sang to your kids, I mean, what type of music are you into? I mean, you know, what's on your iPod or what's on your radio right now?
Truth, how embarrassing. I don't even have an iPod. My kids have music on theirs. I don't. But I love all music. You know, my all-time favorite, Tupac. He was an amazing talent. I love him.
She actually...
Eminem. Oh, Eminem.
She you Rihanna. Know, a lot of people are giving her slack for the rap, but she actually has a real appreciation for it, for that type of music.
Jay-Z.
My mind is almost blown right now, but I find this very interesting. We're talking with Adam Barta and Nadia Suleiman. You know, of course, as Octomom. They are recording a single together. When can we expect this single? I mean, you're literally at this moment recording it, right?
So we recorded the initial phase of it at Audio Mac Studios in New Jersey, and we had to do some pickups for rap, which we're actually changing. That's what we're working on right now. And our initial release date was August 1st, but because of the rap, this stuff got moved around. We're actually shooting the cover today, too. We think it's going to be in a couple weeks.
Nadia, was there any hesitation at first walking into the studio, given, again, that you hadn't really professionally sang at all?
I was very nervous. I'm always nervous. But I walked in, and, you know, I faced my fear, and we literally were also co-writing, and at that moment, we started thinking of things to say.
Adam, what did you have to do to kind of calm Nadia down and make her feel comfortable in the studio?
She's such, like, a free spirit. She's a lot like me. So it's literally like her whole problem is almost she's too calm sometimes and she just laughs at these uncontrollable fits.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll be sitting there. She's going to have one right now.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm like naughty, and all of a sudden she'll be like, so that sort of eases her a lot.
At least from what we read, and I know you have to kind of take everything with a grain of salt, but from what we've been reading in the news, it seems like things in your life, Nadia, have kind of turned around for the better. You're in a better state, I mean, maybe mentally, but maybe certainly financially as well. So that's kind of got to help you as well, too, right?
It does. I feel a lot better. I'm in a much better place, you know, emotionally and financially, and things are coming. I see the light. I really see a bright light at the end of the tunnel.
Definitely, I think you two have piqued people's curiosity, including mine, and I'm looking forward to hearing the final product. Promise me you guys will send it to me so we can play it on the show?
Absolutely, yes. We'll send you drops and whatever you need.
Adam Barta, Nadia Suleiman, recording in the studio right now out in Los Angeles for this new single that you will hear hopefully in a couple weeks on the Ralphie Radio Show. Guys, thank you so much for making some time in your day for me, and good luck with the rest of the recording session.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ralphie.
So much.
Yeah.